It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer. I am the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store down in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street on the corner of St. Francis and Warren, a block up from Wenzel's and adjacent to the Delta Bike Project. And our phone number is 251-255-5155. And our website is cannabama.com. We are not quite ready to launch it yet. I told y'all last week we were rebuilding it. I'm really excited about that. I haven't even seen it yet. My everything master, Sergio, who is here today. Hey, Serge.
Hello.
He is handling that for me. Such a nice treat to just say, you know what, I need something, and they just get it done. It's a beautiful thing.
But too bad it can't be with that with cannabis.
Right.
You got all the information you need, but not exactly what it is that everybody wants you to do.
Right, right. You didn't write anything down. So, so call us 251-255-5155 if you need anything and you're out of town, out of state, don't have time to come in. We can still take your order over the phone, take your payment over the phone, and ship. So thanks for your patience on that. But I promise we'll have a brand new, shiny, beautiful new site. And a functional web store. So that'll be the most important thing. And we are still in the finishing stages also of getting uploaded and functional on Waiter. It's a really long... They wanted, like, photos, of course, and product descriptions for everything. And we have a lot of products. And, of course, then we had to weed out. We couldn't just upload everything. Because half of our products aren't CBD, and they could only do the CBD products, so we had to go through and sort of start from scratch. And Anjali, if y'all go in the store and shop, and Anjali's working, leave her a tip. She's been working really hard on that project. And again, it's nice to have some, you know, my staff just kind of roll with things and they take care of it because they know how important it is. For us to be as convenient and as widespread in service to the people of Mobile. So, you know, if you see her, tell her good job.
It's not a widespread panic, though.
No, it's not. We are a widespread solution to panic. Yeah. Oh, I'm on all the time. Whatever you got. Yeah, batter, batter, let's go. Out of the park. Tonight we're going to... You know, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, the last several times I've been in the store and, you know, people call, they message us on Facebook and Instagram and meet people in public and, you know, everywhere we go, it's kind of the topic of conversation. I drive a car with Cannabama logos on it and pot leaves on the back windshield and, you know, I have pink hair and people always are interested, like, what do you do for a living? Like, what does your boss say? And I'm like, my boss approves. But, you know, it's constantly a topic of conversation. When you meet new people, they always want to, what do you do? Well, how much time do you got? Because there's always so many questions. But mostly when customers come in, they make very misguided statements. Obviously, the whole point of what we do is education. I could say it till I'm blue in the face. But we still, you know, we're just
What are some of these misconceptions?
Scratching the surface. So I want to talk about common misconceptions, misnomers, which is calling something by the wrong name, and just overall wrong beliefs that people have about what we sell, and then about cannabis in general. And so I wanted to start with some smaller things like Delta 8 is not CBD. Most people, oh, this is CBD. Delta 8 is CBD. No, it's not. No, it's not. Delta 8 is short. It says nickname for Delta 8 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. It is one of many forms of THC found in cannabis. Now, when you guys think of cannabis and THC, you think one thing, there's one thing. That's all weed is. That's all that matters is THC. What you're actually referring to, without knowing it most of the time, is that one form of THC, Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, is considered a controlled substance. Weed, cannabis, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, is not illegal even. It's Mary the THC, Jane. The Delta-9 THC found in the plant is what is illegal. So cannabis itself is a plant made of 489, I've read. And then we're still discovering all the time different substances, different chemical makeups. Delta-9 THC is one of all those hundreds and hundreds of compounds. It's a single chemical compound found in cannabis. It's classified as a cannabinoid. So is CBD, CBG, CBC, CBN, you know, HHC.
CBL, CBT,
ABCDEFG, baby.
26 letters later.
Well, they stand for really long, hard-to-say words like cannabinol and cannabigerol and... You know, there's THCV and THCP and THCA, which is the raw form.
Yeah, those acidic
variants. And CBDA is the acid form that in the raw leaf, not cured or not combusted or extracted by heat, it is like the flower. The flower isn't even high in CBD. It's high in CBDA and THCA. And when you spark it and burn it and combust it, that heat converts those chemicals to CBD and THC and all the other cannabinoids.
So whenever you light your pipe or your joint, you can say, I'm like a scientist. I'm changing the overall compound
I'm changing
now.
The chemical makeup of this plant matter. That's exactly right. I wish people would see it like
that'd
that.
That'd be kind of cool. Just be like, that's
or
nice.
If you put, you know, there's people that make their own tinctures, which I would never venture to do. But they do it in a crock pot with Everclear and a bunch of weed. But the heating, or when you decarboxylate, which is a fancy, fancy word for heat up, the plant matter, you know, like if you wanted to make butter, you take the bud that's been cured and ready to smoke, but you put it on a cookie sheet, you break it up, put it on a cookie sheet, put it in the oven at like 200 degrees for like 45 minutes. It doesn't degrade the chemicals. It changes that chemical makeup and activates the CBD, the THC, all the ingredients. And that's what you put in butter in a double boiler for 45 minutes, because the oil then seeps out of that plant matter into the butter.
The bud makes the butter from the udder.
Yeah. And then you strain the plant matter out because it's been squeezed dry of everything that's in it, and nobody wants leaves in their butter. But the chemicals is what you want. That's the chemical makeup of the plant is the medicine, and that's what goes into the butter. And the reason that butter and oil are ideal ways to consume extracted chemicals from the plant is because of the fat content. The medium chain triglyceride, or the fat in the butter and the cream and stuff, that helps it pass through the liver safer, more effectively, and allows a more potent amount to reach the bloodstream. Because when you're talking about edibles and digestion, you know, it goes through your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, all your screening organs before it gets to the bloodstream. And so eating it or consuming it with a medium chain triglyceride or a fat, that's why people love the caramels more than the chocolates, because the caramels have so much butter and cream in them, whereas the chocolate has less.
I'm a huge advocate for the caramels.
Oh, man. I had a guy message me today who said, dude, I came in for some caramels, and I don't know what happened, but I accidentally got some taffies. And I said, man, those caramels are amazing. He said, the taffies are not so amazing to me. he said, but I'm in Virginia for 2 weeks, And I said, well, bring them back, and I'll give you a couple extra for the mix-up. I don't know if you grabbed them or we grabbed them, but we'll fix it because my caramel fans are like cutthroat, diehard. You better have my caramels.
And if you want to understand the feeling in which that we're talking about, you remember when you're at church and your grandma took out the Werther's from her bottom of her purse, like it's the last one.
Oh,
you
yeah.
put them in your mouth, you're like...
And you're starving.
Thank you so much, Granny. Yeah. You know, oh, Mommy, Mama.
Except it relaxes you yes. and helps with your pain and your anxiety, too, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it's so good.
It's better
so
than good. It's better than just a super tasty treat. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more really wrong stuff that people think. Stay with us.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're talking about misconceptions, misnomers, and other wrong beliefs people have about what we sell at Canabama and in other CBD stores. I mean, I can't speak for any other CBD stores, but what they're
the
supposed to be selling.
The hope is that they're
right.
selling.
I mean, what's legally allowed to be sold and what we do legally mm-hmm. in Canabama. So, you know, I hope my colleagues out there are doing the right thing. Anyway, so we were talking about D8 is not CBD. Delta 8 THC is what it is. And, you know, we talked about there are several types of THC, including the acid forms and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, what goes right along with that is that when people come in and they look at all the flower, they go, oh, well, that's CBD. No. It's not. It's high CBD flower, meaning the flower with all 400 and plus, you know, chemicals like we just talked about is high in CBD, which is different than what you buy on the street that is high in Delta 9 THC. Mm-hmm. But there is literally no difference. It's cannabis. It's all cannabis. And again, each one of those things is a single chemical compound found in the plant that when, especially when utilized all together as a whole plant product, whether it's raw flour and tea, with smokable flour, you do lose some of it because you're combusting it and burning it and some of that, you know. But the cannabinoids in the form of the method of consumption that involves inhalation is very quick uptake. That's the pro. The con is that you're microdosing, which for some people, that's all they need. Mm. But for people like with intractable pain or seizure disorders or, you know, MS or something like that, they need a heftier
topical,
serving.
More, yeah.
Well, they or more like an oil or a capsule. They need a more hefty amount at a time, mm-hmm. 2, maybe 3 times a day max. Mostly 2 times a day covers pretty much every base I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. When I get super sick or if I were to get injured or have surgery, I would bump it up in serving size and in frequency in the interim, you know, until that situation resolves. I always take a midday serving of CBD when I'm sick. And, you know, or if I have, you know, if I'm in pain for some reason, you know. And then, like with my tattoo, I just got a tattoo last week. And I've been slathering CBD on it, you know, even during the process, because it was like 3.5 hours. It's a pretty significant size. And during the 3.5 hours that she was working on my tattoo, we would take like every hour or so, we'd take a little 10, 15 minute break. You know, I'd get up, walk around, go to the bathroom, get something to drink. And she would let me rub CBD oil directly on it in the, you know, throughout the process, which helped my endurance for sure. Because some, you know, one part of it's very intricate and has lots of colors. And that was my first time to have that. I've only had one tattoo, and it's just writing, and it was very simple. I was in and out 15 minutes.
She got addicted to tattoos, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it took me over a year. Shut up. You shut your mouth.
I'm addicted to them. I only got two of them, but I want another one. I've been wanting ever since I got the first one. I'm like, I'm going to get another one.
Well, the guy told me as he was giving me my first one, and Isaiah took me for my birthday last year, and I have Elijah Maximus, my son who passed away, written in a certain font that I really loved. On my arm. I have wanted this tattoo at that point for 18 years. And so he's like, Mom, I'm getting you a tattoo. We're going to go do it. And he went with me, and it was great. In and out. And I've always loved it. It's beautiful. I get lots of compliments on it. And he was like, well, you know, you're going to want more tattoos after this. And I was like, no, sir. No, sir, I will not. I'm 43 years old at the time. I said, I've waited 18 years for this. And I really just, this is the only one I want. And then next morning, I was so happy with it. And the CBD helped cut 98% of the pain and soreness, redness, swelling, all that. It was healed completely in 3 days. And this one's taken a little more time. It's been almost...
it's more intricate.
It's been almost a week, but it is way more work. And there's a little bit of scabbing, but it's very minimal and it's so pretty. And but where was I going with that? Oh, I woke up the next morning after my first tattoo and I was like, now I need Isaiah's name and Bella's name to match. And I was like, oh, he was so right. But anyway, so I, you know, with different situations where you've got something out of the ordinary, like pain or sickness, you break your leg,
you're talking about CBD, that's where you're at.
Right. Yeah, you increase the amount you're taking and maybe increase the number of times you use it. You know, I don't normally just slather CBD on my arm, but now I'm doing it a few times a day. But once I do that for a few days, it'll be fine. And my tattoo is vibrant and it'll have, you know, it heals really fast. Anyway, so, but the flower is not ideal for a lot of things. Mm. And, you know, like I said, you get the immediate uptake, 3 seconds to the blood-brain barrier, but you're microdosing. You know, so, but the flower, people will say, oh, that's CBD. No, it's not. Again, it's one chemical compound found in the flower.
Well, also, I wanted to say this right before you continue. Like you said a second ago, when you said you're sick and stuff and you take more of it, you know, you have more of an uptake and you do more, it's the only thing you can take where you won't actually need to take the same amount even after you're sick.
Right. Like you go back down to normal.
Yeah.
Most medications, especially with my experience with pain medicine. When having intractable pain and migraines and things like that all my life, you never go down.
Mm-hmm.
You always go up. That's how people end up on heroin.
What they call it, breakthrough pain and pseudo-addiction and all that.
Right.
Those stupid things that are not even medically... Like.
Well, and what they don't tell you, and I learned the hard way, is, you know, like we've talked about, those single chemical compounds that are synthetic to mimic a plant... But they're not mimicking the whole plant. They're mimicking a single chemical found in the
just
plant.
Just to knock off the receptors.
Right.
And just...
And like I said, if you take a Tylenol for your stubbed toe, it's affecting every cell in your body. Mm-hmm. And your body can't fully process something that's not natural. And it holds on to this, you know, heavy metal exposure. That's why heavy metal exposure is so bad. When you get microscopic pieces of heavy metals in your bloodstream in your body... Your body doesn't know what to do with that. That makes you sick. It gets in your brain. It gets in your organs. And
it makes me want to headbang.
Well, that's
why
heavy
metal in my
veins.
Well,
that's why heavy metal exposure, like aluminum and mercury, causes things like neurological conditions, like Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, creates plaque on the brain, things like that. Your body can't eliminate that on its own. And then we're not utilizing this giant system of receptors that's made to clean sweep the body and then bring it to balance. That's why when you quit taking, you start taking CBD, it's like, oh my gosh, so many things are improving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were just gunked up. CBD doesn't cure anything.
Or like you feel like it's like your body's been like just like resting for so long or something. Like you feel sore.
Right.
Because your muscles and everything's like didn't activate it finally. Like your system
right.
is getting jump started.
CBD doesn't cure anything. Cannabis doesn't cure anything.
No.
What it does is it literally sweeps the body clean of the sources of pain and disease, those heavy metals, toxins, chemical residues, the sugar, and the inflammation caused by trauma and stress, all those things. You know, everything from antibiotics messing up your gut health to anesthesia causing you to have memory issues, you know, all sorts of things. It sweeps the body clean so that the body can return to balance and the body does the healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way our systems are made. You know, and food is medicine. Food is medicine. People's, you know, that's another misnomer is to call cannabis a drug. It has medicinal properties. It is used as medicine, but it is not a drug in the way you think of, like heroin, cocaine, you know, even pharmaceutical drugs that are commonly abused that aren't opiates or amphetamines, like benzodiazepines, Xanax, Valium, you know, things like that. Mind-altering and physiologically addicting chemical substances, whether you got it from a doctor, like I did, or you got it from a dope boy on the corner, you know, your body can't cope with those things.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis sweeps the body clean with the anti-inflammatory properties from things like CBD, CBG, some of the other chemical components, and then it allows the body to be in a state of balance, but it activates that system of receptors. You know, if you don't put what you use, your body makes its own cannabinoids. And when you use them up and don't replenish them, your body becomes deficient.
Endogenous cannabinoids.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Endogenous. Endo means in the body or of the body. You know, we have phytocannabinoids, which are the ones found in the plant. That are chemically identical to the endo, and we replace what we've used with the plant. That's how food works.
Just like you can have endo cannabis and outdo cannabis.
Maybe that's why Missy Elliott always called it endo. Smoking hey, that endo.
Smoking that endo.
Yeah. it's endo. Yeah.
And now you got a hydroponic cannabis.
And light depth. Yeah, there's light depth too. Outdo, indo, light depth. Greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
And then there's, you know, the stuff you can get on the street that's like made underneath some kid's bed with Miracle-Gro that can kill you, you know.
I don't want that.
No, no one wants that.
That's a scary thing.
That is the scary thing about it being just and all that, over
and
the
that,
place.
You know, that's why it's honestly important to... The whole legalization, too, is not just the fact that you're taking stuff off the streets. You're literally allowing people to take things safer.
Right.
You're giving them the resources.
You can give them
to,
the choice now to choose. Do I want to know the source of my product?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you don't want to, you don't, if there's a way to know where your tomatoes are grown, you want to know that they weren't coated in pesticides and then rinsed off with tap water before you give it to your kid.
And I want to know that my cow Carl was nicely fed green grass before
you know what?
I eat the meat.
Grass-fed beef is better.
It is.
It really is. I mean, we used to live next to Louisiana Tech Farm. They had an agriculture program, and they would teach students how to raise and slaughter, feed, and all, and vet school and everything for all these farm animals. So we lived... Behind our house, there was another house, and then you could see there were horses and cows and sheep and pigs, and they had a little Tech Farm grocery. And every day at 3 o'clock, they would come with fresh hamburger and fresh pork and all. It was the best ice cream and butter you ever had.
I want some steaks.
Well, they had to do something with the meat. We'll be back in a minute to keep talking about wrong stuff. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm with Sergio tonight, and we are talking about misconceptions, misnomers, and other wrong beliefs people have about cannabis, about what we sell, particularly at Cannabama and other stores in the area.
If you don't know what cannabis is, it's marijuana.
Yes, yes. We had an interesting debate about if you were arrested for marijuana and the charges for marijuana, you could argue that that doesn't exist because marijuana is a slang term. That's mm-hmm. It's a racist slang term made to make the white folks afraid of the brown folks, which Sergio is a Mexican.
If I'm speaking for anybody, I'll just say that if the whole idea for marijuana was the fact that Mary and Juan were the most common names, I want to be a part of that party.
Right.
I want to hang out with them.
Maria and Juan were some cool people.
Yeah, man, they were down. And with the indo, the outdo.
And the fido.
The fido, yeah.
Yep. So, you could argue that if you got arrested for marijuana, just say, well, that doesn't exist. That's like arresting me for having a ghost in my car. <You know? laughs> Or an ability to think intelligently for myself. That doesn't exist so, either.
One
right?
day somebody would like say that you have a ghost, you're arrested. Don't even put that in their ether. Right. That's going to happen one day. Just like, I see things randomly in the back of your car. You're getting arrested for the supernatural.
And you're like, what are you smoking, philosopher?
Are you on that dope?
you might be on dope, but it ain't this.
It ain't marijuana.
Yeah. Okay, so Sergio wanted to bring up something that he was reading.
Oh, it wasn't even too much that I was reading. I was looking at the propaganda posters. Yes. You know, the 1930s propaganda posters.
I have a collection of them. They're hilarious.
It's just there's one that just says like keep away from your children, weed with roots in hell. And I'm just saying there's these joints that are named all across the board with this scary looking hand, and all the joints are called like lust and crime and sorrow, hate, shame and despair. I'm like, where can I get a couple of these joints? I just want to hang out with these. Marijuana, just having a time.
Right.
Weird orgies and wild parties. That's exactly what it says.
Yes.
Let's go back to the 30s and raise some.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I have one that, let me see if I can pull it up. It's got this giant devil figure on it. And weed propaganda, that's what I'm looking for, images. So there's this devil guy, and he's like wrapped his long claw fingers around this beautiful, you know, shapely woman who's so innocent looking, and it's like debauchery, and you know, your children will kill you in your sleep, and your wife will sleep with every man in town, and this I'm looking at one right now, and it's like a man hitting on a woman in a bar. And he's lighting up a joint for her, and it says a puff of smoke started her on her way. And it's like, da-da-da. You know, like, what?
Well, I would wonder, I mean, there's so much the imagination
and what is
could take.
Weird,
what is the way?
What is a weird orgy? Aren't all orgies weird?
I think it's just as long as you name it.
I don't have any personal experience, but the concept is pretty freaking weird to me.
Just make sure you name it. Roman, Greek, you know, Persian, what kind is it?
Right.
You know, because you got to know which deity you're like talking to and stuff and thinking while you're doing
well,
this.
Well, and like this one says the sweet pill that makes life bitter. It ain't. Come on.
And there's so much
women
confusion.
Cry for it. Women cry for it. Men die for it. Adults only. Here's a picture of a 40-something-year-old guy and the same couple I was just talking about on a different poster. It says youthful marijuana victims. What actually happens? And they're just, he's got on a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
She's got on a nice dress, hair fixed. And it's literally the guy lighting her joint for her. I mean, what about that looks like? It ain't youthful because that dude is straight 40-something. Mm-hmm. So is she. And it's like, what actually happens? What? You light your joint and then you have a conversation. That is what actually happens. You know, drug-crazed abandon. They've got this, like, go-go dancer-looking chick with black around her eyes like she's a zombie. Come on, people.
They're good friends, it seems like.
Yeah.
And again, just to point out, it says pill on hers. And another one that I saw, it said syringe dope. And I was like, well, back then they didn't really have all that stuff as far as the different methods that they have now. They just had really the smoking. And just
well,
like,
I disagree because in heroin became like like we talked about buying it on the Sears and Roebuck catalog. It became like a tincture available in the early 1900s, like in the 19-teens.
Mm.
To replaced cocaine, liquid cocaine, as an anesthetic and a treatment for surgical pain, and they did. You could buy syringes and stuff. So I see where 20 years later, they use images of syringes with weed propaganda.
Well, I was
people are too dumb.
I was more
realize.
Talking about like how we're just talking about marijuana and cannabis.
Right.
How saying that it's a misnomer, saying like one person said it just because they wanted to bring fear, but cannabis is actually the way that you say it.
Right.
Like if you're going to say that you're getting arrested for dope, that's not what they're going to put on the form.
Right.
They're
going to
say you're
going to
get arrested for something completely
right.
different.
When you get arrested for heroin, they don't list that you got arrested for H, the dragon,
yeah.
You know, dope, smack, whatever. They put the scientific name or the the drug pharmaceutical name, which is heroin.
Mm-hmm. But for cannabis it's
called marijuana, and yeah. It's spelled differently in different pieces of legislation.
Exactly. There's no one way it's spelled with a J, spelled with an H.
Right.
I mean, like, so where is the consistency across the board, and why is it that people are getting in trouble for something being mislabeled?
Right.
Like, I mean, if anything, you can just be a lawyer and just say, hey, I don't know what the heck marijuana is. I know what cannabis is.
Right.
But what is it that you're actually talking about? So, I mean, honestly, that's an interesting thing to actually have clarification on in that whole general sense. But I was just kind of thinking about the pill and the syringe stuff. But these propaganda posters are interesting. And, of course, you can see why people would honestly think this stuff, especially when their parents, people that they love, pastors, you know, teachers, all this stuff are telling you that the stuff is bad.
Right.
Especially what? The doctor.
Right.
You trust your doctor to tell you, to give you anything. You don't want them. They wouldn't lead you astray. A doctor would never, never, ever do that. You kidding me? Wow. You know, but, you know, it happens. And it's not necessarily all in the fault of their own. It's just sometimes people only give people this knowledge that they only know themselves or have been given themselves.
Right.
You know, and like, you know, with that, I was reading on this article on KQED.org. It's an article from 2018, but it was talking about Jeff Sessions and how he basically had reversed an Obama era policy directing federal prosecutors and authorities that would generally deprioritize marijuana enforcement. But again, he reversed it. So by saying that that marijuana is only slightly less awful than heroin,
right?
And that's in 2018. And how much information is there?
Well, he also said good people don't smoke marijuana, take an aspirin.
Yeah. And then again, and like, what do you know about aspirin nowadays? What do you know about cannabis nowadays? What do you know about heroin nowadays? I mean, to make that such a statement is so bold.
Because they know that. And you know what, people? Guess what? We, and I'm going to include myself in this, I try to be better about it, but we as a society have got to stop listening to any and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If they are elected and they are getting buku money from lobbyists and they have positions of power, you know how it is. They start out with good intentions, some of them, but they all end up, I mean, power corrupts. Money, the love of money is the root of all evil. It changes people, and they all have financial motives. Mm-hmm. And at some point, they cut enough corners, and they take enough bribes, and they take enough kickback money. I mean, doctors do it. Nurses and nurse practitioners do it. You know, they get hams and trips to concerts. I personally know people who have been flown to Hawaii with front row tickets to their favorite concert artist and put up for 4 days food and alcohol and everything. Why? So they'll keep writing one type of prescription instead of all the other choices they might choose that may be better for their patients.
But they can't do anything because they're in a hole.
Right.
They're getting paid for these certain things. Like, now
well,
you
and,
owe
and,
this
and
person
something. And
you know,
human nature is once you've sort of moved that compromise mm-hmm. line and you've crossed a line, it's so much harder to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, you know, people have got to start learning things for themselves.
Yeah.
If Jeff Sessions, who to me looks and sounds ridiculous when he speaks because he says things like, you know, take an aspirin. I mean, it's just ignorant. It's obvious and it's ignorant. And I don't understand how the man stays in office. I don't understand how anybody like that. There are people in local government that have gotten on TV and lied through their nose and crooked teeth.
Well, nobody's gonna say anything
against them.
And I mean, but then again, it's like, how do you know what a false witness is? You question them. Because the more questions that you give to somebody, that means that they have to internalize those questions and figure out what they actually understand and know. And most people that don't know certain things will go back to the prior knowledge of things that aren't actually accurate.
Right.
Things they've heard in the past, things that their preacher, their pastor, their friends have told them that they don't understand.
Right.
And they'll also most likely get angry at you.
Right.
And if you question somebody, they get angry at you for you questioning them, there's a little bit bigger of an answer for you of saying, like, they don't exactly know what they're talking about. Because why is it that you would get angry over something that you understand?
Well, and if you're going to keep repeating your same mantra mm-hmm. of wrongness, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
What, and if it if it's a topic that matters to you, wouldn't you want to be accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's an agenda. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. Where were we? Let's see. What's another thing that people say? I had a list. Here we go. That we don't sell THC. We do sell THC. We sell Delta 8 THC. We have what's called dispensary grade or legal Delta 9 because they're in the volume, and it's in edible form only.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the volume of the gummy is, you know, if a bigger gummy, the 0.3% can add up to more volume in general. And we're allowed to sell a CBD gummy that has 25 milligrams of Delta 9, that desirable that y'all think is the only thing that matters. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and finish up with a couple of other misnomers and misconceptions. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's our last segment of Sweet Home Cannabama. I just want to remind everybody we're at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and our phone number is 251-255-5155. And very soon, we will be back up and running with Cannabama.com and Waiter. So, we talked about, my kids are texting me, like blowing me up. It's driving me nuts. we're looking for a house. Anyway, so we can't sell THC. Yes, we can. You know, we went through Delta 8 is THC. Delta 8 is THC, people. Stop saying it's CBD. It's not CBD. Because people are like, oh, it's just CBD. No, no, no. That's grossly inaccurate. And then we are able to sell Delta 9 THC, which remember, Delta 9 is the only thing listed as a controlled substance. Everything we do sell meets the 0.3% weight by weight minimum or maximum, sorry, by local, state, and federal law. So we are Farm Bill compliant. We are Alabama state law compliant on the 0.3%. However, you know, there's ways to be able to consume more than a trace amount and still be compliant. So that is a newer type of product that we have. We have THCO, we have HHC, which is hexahydrocannabinol. There are different types of cannabinoids. Nice. There is THCV is great for appetite suppression and energy, which is sounds like the opposite of weed, right? The opposite, because all those things work together to create a balanced product. Even the chlorophyll and plant waxes in the plant are important. My first product was a raw oil that was like a goo. It tasted like dirt and weed in a blender, and it was disgusting. But it was so good for my body. And that's what I give my terminally ill people that eventually for, I don't know why, become not terminal. That's all I'm going to say about that.
But draw your own conclusions. You can't tell anybody.
Draw your own conclusions. Sure, it was the radiation and chemo that made their skin look like hamburger that saved their life. Anyway, so one thing we want to talk about pretty extensively, Sergio suggested, and I was like, that's my next on my list, is that CBD, being a single chemical compound on its own, isolate CBD, will not make you fail a drug test.
Will not.
Will not. They don't test for CBD. Now, when somebody ignorantly, and yes, I'm going to use that word, blatantly, like purposefully ignorantly, tells you, oh, you're going to get fired if you take CBD. Well, how would they know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they may be referring to or confusing you with is that if you do have a whole plant product, like the smokable flower, like the raw oil, or the full spectrum oil, which I have taught you many times is utilizing all the chemical components of the plant, including the trace amount of THC, even in a trace that you don't think you can feel, because again, even in a trace amount, all cannabis is medicinal. So even in a trace amount that doesn't make you have a head change, you're still benefiting from what it does for your body and your brain. So eventually, over time, when you're taking a full spectrum product, a raw product, or a whole plant product, you will build up that amount of THC mm-hmm. in your fat. It stores in the fat. And it builds up over time. It has a very long half-life. So it may not show up after one joint or one tincture or one gummy, but after 2 weeks or a month, it will eventually add up. And sweating is how you get it out of your body the fastest. Burning fat. And so, but CBD on its own, and we have broad spectrum, which means it's been filtered down from, you know, the 0.3 to 0.1 level in most products to 0.00014%. It's still there in like a grain of sand kind of way compared to a glass of sugar. But, you know, but I've never had anybody test positive on a broad spectrum product. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you you won't because of that tiny grain or two that's in there. But I've never experienced that with all the tens of thousands of customers that have come through my doors. But the one product I can stake that on is isolate CBD. If it comes from a reputable source, again, not from a barrel from China or not from someone's bathtub in their you know, meth cooker, you know,
and
trailer.
Preferably not from the dude that you get your Delta 9 from, because I'm sure that might be.
Right. No, from a reputable, you know, a lot of companies go to the links to be have an FDA-approved facility. You can't be FDA-approved on the product, but the facility can be, you know, OSHA and FDA-approved, you know, all that. If it's a reputably sourced CBD isolate, which I have, like my gummies, my isolate gummies, I have never changed my distributor. I have used the same company. I'm friends with the founder and CEO of the company. He's from Alabama. And I've never, ever, ever been in a situation where it didn't do what it said it was going to do, and or above and beyond. And I've never had anybody fail a drug test. The only people that have ever come to me and said I failed a drug test were people that knew they were risking it mm-hmm. and did it anyway. No one's ever come in mad at me because we're very, very diligent about that. But I want people to understand I have this conversation, if not daily, almost daily, at some point, whether it's in public or in the store or, you know, over messaging at church, wherever, people think that CBD will make them fail a drug test. No, CBD, because they don't understand that CBD is one thing out of hundreds. They don't understand that you can take one thing out of it and just use the one thing. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that there is no drug test for CBD. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
What they're testing for is the buildup or presence of Delta-9 THC. And Delta-8 is so molecularly similar to Delta-9 that it will trigger a drug test just like Delta-9 would. So don't be confused. That's why when people say Delta-8 is CBD, I'm like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. No, because that people are going to screw up and get in trouble, lose their job, or go to jail thinking, oh, well, this is CBD. I can take this. No, you're going to fail a drug test.
CBD is non-psychoactive. THC, well, I mean, as far as
psychoactive means that it changes the brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. It is psychoactive. It balances the brain chemistry. Psychotropic is what makes you impaired. If it changes the state of your ability to make decisions, to your reflexes, things like that, if it impairs your ability to function normally, slows you down or anything, makes you dull, that is psychotropic. And then there's psychedelic, which is like mushrooms that make you hallucinate. So CBD is psychoactive in that it balances brain chemistry, because it does. It changes your mood. It gives you the ability to sleep. It stops your electrical activity from being haywire and having seizures. But it does not make you impaired, because a lot of people don't want to be impaired. Mm. You know, I don't want to be impaired all the time, and I don't have to be. But you could take isolated CBD, and as great as CBD is by itself, it's always better in a whole plant product. However, we're not there yet with jobs and with legal stuff and all that. We're getting there. You know, probation and parole knows the difference between the level of CBD, you know, that 0.3 and street weed levels, because they're sending people to me. and saying, go to her, smoke this, and don't go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you can very much tell the difference, and they know they're trying to stay on the straight and narrow. I'm not going to bust them back to jail, you know. But then there's people that have never been high in their life, and they take CBD oil, and it pops up on a trace, and they lose their job, you know, because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the importance of knowing. So anyway, there's 1,001 other things. If you guys are curious, or you think you know something, or you're not sure, or nobody can give you a straight answer, email me at jennifer@canabama.com or call the store, you know. But I'd love to address this on a regular basis, maybe do a little Q&A. Maybe they'll let us go live on For Good Behavior someday. But yeah, we want to always clear up these misconceptions. We have people turning their nose up at CBD when they desperately need it because they think they're going to lose something because of it. And that is a travesty to me. That's so frustrating. And because people are like, nah, I've got like, you know, 2 years till I retire. I'm not taking the chance. And I'm like, I totally respect that. And I'm not going to ever badger somebody, but I want to go, ooh, but you don't understand, mm-hmm. you know?
And
but
the sad thing is when they'll start taking it or so afterwards, it's like, man, I wish I'd been doing this
all
the time.
Well, I hope that nothing happens in the interim.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, if you have any questions, obviously, always ask, but stop repeating things like DA to CBD, and CBD will make me fail a drug test, and that we don't sell THC, and that it's diet weed. Stop saying all that stuff.
And I apologize for my missed speech earlier about psychoactive and psychotropic.
No,
that was my fault. I got my
wires
crossed.
But see how easy it is?
Yes, it is.
Because if I didn't correct you on air, people would think that that was correct and repeat it.
Yes, psychotropic.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this a little bit longer than you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and I'm learning too. I tell people all the time, don't take my word for it. Just like reading the Bible, read it for yourself. Don't take a pastor's word for it. He's a human being, and you know who knows what their interpretation is. Know it for yourself.
No more willful ignorance.
No, exactly. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks, Sergio, and we'll see you next week on Sweet Home Canabama. Good night.